What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today's podcast is titled, This is Not About Running. And I'm going to talk about how a 100-mile ultramarathon is not about running. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So I'm still thinking about the 100-mile ultramarathon that I completed as my Misogi. And first, I just think I'm two weeks after completing this event, and I'm still processing it. But one of the things that really stands out to me are the different types of messages that I got. And I've talked about this, how I really deeply appreciate all of the love and support from everybody who reached out. Friends, family, people from Instagram, people from this community. And that has meant so much to me. And you know, as you can imagine, you get different types of responses to that. And some people are just like, whoa, like you're a beast. Like, I can't believe it. And, you know, congratulations. And wow, you must have put so much work into it. Like all different types of messages. But the ones that really stood out to me were the ones that people understood that it was not about running. And just like a few quotes from a couple of messages that I got where it was, you know, something like, it's so much more than a run. And another quote, it goes so beyond running. And it's these types of messages that I 100% agree with. And these are the types of messages where I understand that the person that sent this to me, like they really get it. Because doing a 100-mile ultramarathon is not about running. It's just not. If it's not about running, then what is it about? Well, that's what I want to talk about today, because first, like I've talked about, this 100-mile ultra was my Misogi for the year. And again, the notion around a Misogi is that you do something so hard one time a year that it has an impact on the other 364 days of the year. And 2 weeks after this 100-mile ultra, I'm still processing. I'm still thinking about the fact that I ran 100 miles. And even just yesterday, I was actually getting my first ever pedicure with my wife. And we went to a place nearby and we were just sitting there. And I was just like, I feel so bad for the people that need to work on my feet. And Emily and I were just joking about it because they're just so beat up and they look gross and they're disgusting. But of course, my hype woman, Emily, is just like telling the people there like, oh, like we're here because my husband just did a 100-mile race. And the people that were there, just they could not comprehend. They couldn't believe it. They thought like she was making it up, like 100 miles. Like, yeah, like 100 miles. They're like, no, like 100 miles. I'm like, yes, 100 miles. And we started talking about it. And it's like 100 miles is from where we were at in North Liberty or in Iowa City to Des Moines, which is almost a 2-hour drive on the interstate going 70 or 80 miles an hour. And I basically ran that distance. Well, I did run that distance in 22 hours and 30 minutes. And so they just couldn't even comprehend what that was like. And the thing that it's even just realizing how far it was to Des Moines from where I was at that helped me even really understand like, wow, that is such a long distance. And the thing that really stands out to me since completing the 100 miles is this thought around, it's not about running. This is not about running. And the biggest thing is that it has forced me to think bigger. I can already feel myself after completing this 100 miles thinking bigger. You know, for example, just 4 days after the race, I was feeling pretty good. I was like just feeling like my body was maybe 80% recovered by that point. I was able to walk upstairs. I was able to like get up and down. And I actually had the thought, I was like, maybe I should do another 100 mile race next weekend. And I had the conversation with my wife. I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this other race. It's a 100 mile ultra marathon and it has 10,000 feet of elevation gain. And I was like, I was actually thinking like, maybe I should do that and not tell anybody about it and just do it to see if I could do it. That is a thought. That is a thought of somebody who's thinking bigger. Now, I didn't end up doing that because I'm still actually recovering and realizing that I might have injured my knee in the process of doing the 100 miles. But to me, that's just a thought that I don't think I would have had before, to where you do a 100 mile ultra and then a week and a half later, you do another one with 10,000 feet of elevation gain. That's me thinking bigger. I would have never thought that before. Another example is now that I've done 100 miles, I'm realizing that there are other races, 150 miles, 200 miles, 250, 300 miles. And there's ultra triathlons that are 320 miles. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should do an ultra triathlon or a 300 mile race. And I should try and raise $300,000 in the process. That's another thought that I've had this past week where I'm like, I'm not just going to run 300 miles. I'm going to raise $300,000. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's an actual thought that is going on in my head. And that again is an example of my brain and my mind just thinking bigger. And these are not thoughts that I had in my head before completing this race. These are thoughts that are going on in my head after completing this Misogi. And it's just like having these bigger thoughts of maybe I should go farther. Maybe I should go faster. Maybe I can go longer. Maybe I can do a harder race. And I mean, it's just an example of my mind thinking bigger. And so that's just one of my thoughts as I'm thinking about this 100 mile ultra and those messages of this just is not about running. And this is about, it goes way beyond running. I just completely resonate with that thought. And this is not about running. This is about expanding your mind's idea of what is possible. And it expands beyond the space of running. And so it's this 100 mile ultra and this Misogi has been about way more than the running process, like I've been talking about. And it's helped give me the confidence to go after those bigger goals and dreams that come up in my head. But it's also helped me realize that the reason why I was able to go that far was because of the love that I had and the love and support that I had from the people around me. And I wasn't doing it alone. And so it's just this idea that you can think bigger. You can develop the confidence to go after it. And especially if you're doing it with the people that you love and you're surrounded by them, then there's literally nothing that can stop you. And so that's just my thought for today around this is not about running. This is about expanding your mind's thought of what is possible. And so I want this takeaway and I want these same thoughts and transformations to happen for you as well. And so if you're somebody that's interested in the idea of taking on something that's so challenging like this, that it expands your thinking of what's possible. And if you want to do something that's so hard in one day that it carries over into the other 364 days, then I want to talk to you and I want to help you come up with that idea. I want to help create a plan for you to get there. I want to be there to provide the one-on-one coaching and accountability to expand your mind and help you achieve amazing things. So if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, I'm opening up a few slots for one-on-one coaching to take on additional clients this year. And so just all you need to do is just go ahead and DM me on Instagram and just, you know, introduce yourself and tell me what your goal is, and then we can go from there. So I can't wait to hear from you. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.